Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Many Ohioans still haven't cast their votes in the presidential primary, but they now still have a chance. Joining me to talk about a change the Ohio legislature made is WVXU's senior political analyst, Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So Wednesday, the Ohio General Assembly went back into session for the first time since the onset of the coronavirus pandemic. And one of the very first things lawmakers dealt with was legislation that extends absentee voting in the March 17th Ohio primary until April 28th. Now, why was that necessary?
It was necessary because of a really confusing night on March 16th, the night before the Ohio primary was to take place. There was a lot of back and forth about whether or not the polls were going to open the next morning. The governor did not want them to, neither does the Secretary of State, but they couldn't do anything about it. But they thought that the Ohio Department of Health Director, Dr. Acton, did have the authority, and she issued an order saying that the polls around the state, about 3,600 of them, should not open. And that led Frank LaRose, the Secretary of State, to say, okay, we're going to delay this election until June the 2nd. But really, he didn't have the authority to do that either. And a whole lot of Democrats and Republicans thought it was too long of a period to wait, you know, just do too much harm to the candidates and the political parties. So on Wednesday, the General Assembly, when they came back, adopted the April 28th date as the last day for absentee balloting in this election.
So this means there will be no live in-person voting at polling places. It'll just be an all absentee election?
Yes, primarily, with one exception. There was in the legislation that the disabled persons who are unable to cast a ballot without help, will be allowed to go to the Board of Elections in their particular counties on April 28th and cast an in-person ballot. But everybody else, and that's the vast majority, are going to be absentee mail-in ballots, which is highly unusual for Ohio. And some say it may be a bad precedent, but it is what it is.
Now, many Ohioans already had voted by absentee, by mail, or in person already before the original March 17th date. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. There was a large number, actually. It's much higher than 4 years ago when there was a big Democratic presidential primary battle in Ohio between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. And this one this year, which was basically a battle between Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders, had drawn even more, many more absentee ballots by March 17th.
So then this period of absentee voting will be mostly for people who'd intended to vote at their polling places, doing it live on March 17th.
Yes, that's correct. What the Board of Elections officials all over the state and all 88 counties, they're waiting for LaRose to issue a directive that will tell them exactly how this is going to work. And we do know some things about this so far, that we know that each voter in Ohio, and I mean all of them, even the ones that have voted already, are going to get a postcard in the mail from the Secretary of State explaining what their options are and how to get an absentee ballot, and telling them that this will be the only way they can vote.
Now, will that change much from the way people that already voted by absentee voted?
Well, no. Not. I mean, the process is pretty much the same. I mean, you either download an application for absentee ballot from your county Board of Elections website, or you call the Board of Elections in your county and ask them to mail you one. Those things are still going to go on. They're still going on now, even today. But sometime early next week, the boards of elections around the state are going to start mailing out those ballots with the instructions to return them by April 28th, either by mail or, in some cases, like Hamilton County, just dropping them in an outdoor drop box outside the board offices.
You have about 10 seconds. Any final advice for people making sure their votes count?
Yes, absolutely. When that postcard comes in the mail, read it very carefully and follow the instructions to the T.
Howard, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's senior political analyst. He joins me each week, and you can hear him on Friday mornings here on 91.7 WVXU. You can read his columns at WVXU.org.